Blog Talk Radio.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night, and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
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 Don't procrastinate. Don't
Good morning, Southern California horse racing fans, and thank you for tuning in and joining us for another episode of Backstretch Chatter. My name is Eddie the Hat on a Thursday morning, August 6th. Again, thank you for tuning in, whether it be live or archived. And with us, as usual, this morning we have Josh the Kid Hannah. Josh, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing wonderfully down here. And, folks, we are on location at Del Mar this morning. The beautiful, where the turf meets the surf for our busman's holiday, so to speak. And we thank you for tuning in. Josh, let's go ahead and get a little bit of business taken out of the way, and then we're going to get rolling here as our half-hour show, of course, goes very quickly. And, folks, just want to let you know that we're brought to you each and every week by horsewagering-selections.com. And if you haven't had an opportunity to visit that website, please do so now, and we will get you hooked up. Josh, we're getting a lot of feedback from you, buddy. I don't know where you're at, but...
Yeah?
Yeah, are you able to relocate to a little bit quieter place? I know you're up at Stockton this morning.
And, yeah, I'm over at Santa Rosa right now.
Oh, Santa Rosa. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Can you hear me better now? Or?
There we go.
There's a little bit of traffic, but I'm walking around trying to find a place where it's quiet.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, folks, thank you for bearing with us. This is actually the first time we're making history. This is the first time that we've ever been on location where we've done a broadcast. So bear with us if our audio is not quite normal. That's why. We are trying to bring you the show while we are working hard to get you some winners. Again, horseselections.com. is the site that you need to visit us at. And we also provide free tweets, free selections for our clients. All you need to do is visit the website or simply go to your Twitter account and type in Horse Racing Pick, and we'll get that tweeted to your handheld office, home, mobile device, wherever you want it, Horse Racing Pick. Follow us on Twitter, and we'll get you taken care of. All right. A couple of things here. Let's go ahead and do the jockey trainer standings. And, folks, this is through August 2nd. That's what we're able to get you. And this does not include yesterday's racing action, obviously. And we apologize. Normally, we bring you up to date jockey trainer standings, but here they are through August 2nd inclusive. And we have Tyler Bayes, Rafael Bejarano, each tied with 14, Joe Talamo with 13, and Flavian Prop with 12. As far as trainer standings go, we have Doug O'Neill still leading the pack with 9. And then we have Jerry Hollendorfer with 7. Two trainers tied with 6, or at 6. Peter Miller, Richard Baltas, and then rounding up the field, Philip Diamato, Mike Pipey, and John Sadler with 5. Also want to send out birthday wishes today to Robert Bean, a longtime trainer here in the Southern California circuit. He'll be celebrating his 40th birthday. And, of course, I say that tongue-in-cheek because Bob will probably get a giggle out of that. And congratulations to Bob on another birthday. And from what we understand, him and his wife, Luann, will just be doing things around the ranch and track like normal, just like normal folks do. All right. Josh, we had a very interesting day at Del Mar. I don't know, what did you notice anything yesterday? With the track, anything up north going on that's worth speaking about this morning?
Or we're talking yesterday, right?
Yesterday. So.
Yeah, yes. Yesterday I thought Del Mar was a little weird. I don't know, typically the first day that they run on it, the track isn't as hard. So horses were,
right.
They were sitting up, but I don't know, some of the horses that won, I just never would have thought that it was possible.
Yeah,
I got knocked out of the pick four with that, I think it was a 13 or something like that. I can't remember the name, but it was just mind-boggling.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. We had a good day yesterday for our clients, and I want to point out some of the... First of all, while I'm still thinking about it, I want to let everybody know that there is going to be an addition on our website on a horse to watch. That is going to be... Actually, there's going to be two additions. The first one comes in the first race with Bobby Z-Man. This is a horse, unfortunately, that was cutting back in distance and full of run late, had really, really severe traffic problems, got going, got out too late, closed like a freight train. This horse would have galloped in the first race had he had some racing luck, which he did not. And that is going to be a horse that is going to be added to our horse to watch list. And the other addition, and folks, again, these horses are all on our website, so there's no need to fret if you don't have a pen or pencil. Just visit the website, and you're going to be able to get these horses down. The last one from yesterday comes in the third race, and this is a horse, Josh, that I know left a lot of people shaking their heads. This is a horse called Indian Assault in the third race. This horse had not been out since September 10th of 2011. It's a horse that had been working very sneakily in the AM and was coming back yesterday at a flat mile. This was a horse that you pointed out that had a little bit of past class, and probably we should have known that this horse was probably going to need an out. But I want to point out to everybody that this horse was up pushing the lead, and when he was done or he started to weaken, he was not persevered with at all by the jockey. And he took a nice firm hold of this guy. This horse, the key in this race, with this horse, and I want everybody to know, Josh, we're going to need to relocate again, my friend, because we're getting a lot of feedback from you.
All right. I'm sorry, guys. I can't really talk in the room. The hotel we're staying at, there's all my family, and I can't wake them up, so.
Okay. This horse really galloped out real strong, and it came back in really fine-looking shape. And I want everybody to know that I suspect that this horse, actually, I would not be surprised to see him come back going six and a half, maybe seven and eight, seven-eighths of a mile. But he looked like he handled the dirt okay, and I don't think we're going to see him in a turf race. But Indian Assault is another horse that ran much better than his running line is going to indicate. So he's another 2-2 from yesterday. He's going to come back on our horse to watch list real soon. So you're going to want to keep an eye out for him. As far as yesterday goes, Josh, we kind of had an interesting day as well. We had two winners on the card. Unfortunately, that was it. But they were healthy sized horses. They were key releases. And when we say key releases, these are the horses that are highlighted with our selections. Del Moran was one that we liked an awful lot. And this horse was in the fourth race yesterday, and she came through for us ringing the bell at 1660. And then, of course, one of our best wagers on the card yesterday came in the eighth race with Sparkling Peg, a Bill Spar trainee, at 1560. And so congratulations to clients and followers who cashed on both of those horses. And we have a Pick Six carryover that awaits fans today. So head on back out there, guys, and good luck if you decide that you want to partake in the Pick Six. Is a nice, healthy carryover awaiting everybody at Del Mar. All right, Josh, we're going to take our first and only timeout. And when we come back, we're going to go over today's card and hopefully give some listeners some winners. And I know you've got something up in Northern Cal for us today, correct?
Yeah, I got something for us.
Okay. All right. And then we're going to talk about Del Mar, when we return. So this is your cue. Go refresh your beverage of choice. And when we come back, we'll have the second half of Backstretch Chatter.
Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them sevens and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Justin!
I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, "Hello, boys." Then he gave us a grin and said, "Look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence." I said, "Well, son, when you hot, you hot."
He said, "Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can split it all down at City Hall." I said, "Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. Buddy that I recognize, I said, "Hey, Judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot." So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, "90 days, Jerry, when you hot."
All right, we are back for part two, the second half of Backstretch Chatter. My name is Eddie the Hat. And, of course, we have with us Josh the Kid Hanna, our NorCal correspondent, joining us this morning. And I want to let the listeners know that we're working on a couple of guests that are going to be with us. And I think next week, Josh, we're going to have Richie Silverstein has agreed to be on the show. And if you don't know Richie Silverstein, he is the agent for jockey Martin Pedroza. And then we're also going to have, we're working on having Paul Aguirre down the line and a couple of other guys. Actually, we've got a real interesting guest, Josh, that's going to be with us in a couple of weeks. And he's actually a groom that's currently working in Texas. So we're going to find out for everybody out there that's interested. I know, Josh, you can tell us about this as well. But the Tyler boy, I don't want to butcher his last name, so I'm not going to attempt to. But Tyler's going to tell everybody how they can get involved in the sport of horse racing. If you want to get a job at the track and then work your way through the ranks and maybe possibly someday be an assistant trainer or a full-time trainer. And I know you can tell us about that because your dad, Jack Hanna, correct?
Mark Hanna.
Mark Hanna. I'm sorry. Dude, it's
it's been a long couple days.
It's been a very long couple days, and how did your dad get involved? Was he, when he was training, did he start out as a groom, or did he just all of a sudden just take out his trainer's license? Because I know he was a jockey for quite a while.
Yeah, he was a jockey, and then he picked up his trainer's license and. He grew up around horses, so he knew about it. And he, as a trainer, he would gallop his own horses.
So, there you go.
I mean, he was getting on like 13 a day.
Galloping his own horses
and stuff like that. So
that's right. So anyway, folks, in addition to trying to get you some winners, trying to get you educated in our humble 30-minute show every week. We kind of like to bring in people to also tell their story on how you can get more involved if you want to. One of the regrets in my life, Josh, is that I didn't get involved somehow and am not professionally involved in the other end of the industry. Not that I don't enjoy handicapping and doing what I do now. But I really missed the boat. I should have been more, I should have started hot walking or doing something. But anyway, long story short, they tell you that it's never too late to change your life. But I don't think at 53 that I want to be trying to take out a trainer's license right now. It's just it's just too darn competitive down here. So, everybody, I want to again thank you for joining us this morning. This is the first time we've actually been on location. I'm down at Del Mar, and Josh is up at Santa Rosa currently. So, Josh, I'm going to turn the show over to you for a minute because I know you like the horse running up north today. So, why don't you go ahead and tell us about it?
All right, in the third race, going 5.5, I like the 5 Bar in the Canyon.
Okay.
I feel that this horse is the class of the race. The biggest thing that stands out to me is Steve Sherman's the trainer and William Anton Georgie III is the rider.
Billy the
when
Kid.
When they team up, they're tough to beat. It's definitely a really tough tar today, so I don't know what to expect, but I know there's a lot of speed in this race, but I think the 5 outclasses the field for sure.
Okay, all right. So what would you do? Would you just go straight win and place bet? Are you gonna hook him up? Because I know you're a betting fanatic. Are you going to hook him up in exotics, or are you just going to bet him straight, or what's your betting strategy with him?
I'd probably bet him win place, or try to hook him up to someone in the double or something like that.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And again, I'm going to get out of my soapbox here when I say that, folks, if you like a horse, make sure you have win place money on it. The horse is double digits, even go across the board, win place and show. Sometimes what I like to do, if you're betting just out of to show by example or to give an example of wagering real quick, if you like a horse that's a big number, and we're talking about 30, 35, 40 to 1 or higher, make sure when you bet the horse that you bet them across the board. And make sure you have win money. And if you're going to be betting, let's say, a $10 unit, $10, what I will tell people is have 2 to win, 3 to place, and 5 to show on a horse like that so that you can reap the rewards and the benefits of those prices. So make sure you bet that. Too often, Josh, we hear people that will like a horse and instead of cashing and making some money, a nice little score, they won't win anything. Because they screw around with trying to hit the exacta, the superfecta, the trifecta, and just keep it simple. As the saying goes, keep it simple, stupid, is what I like to, you know. But
Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
There's another key that I look at. If there's a horse that's like 1 to 5 or 1 to 9, and there's a lot of show money, like when you see like $100,000 to show on a horse, I'll find a couple other horses in the race and I'll bet them to show. Because typically when there's that much money in the show pool, it's going to pay more to show on that horse than it will to win.
Right.
Which
and,
is just,
yeah, there's, you know, guys, Josh is a youngster, but I got to tell you, he's very mature with his wagering because of the way that he's been brought up, and that's a very, very good point.
Thank you.
When you're going to the track, there's a lot of ways to make money. Sometimes we lose sight of that because you go to the track and you get so excited about what's going on around you. And if you're a beginner or somebody that hasn't been betting on the horses a lot, sometimes we'll overhear things, or we'll hear things that are, just stick to the old-fashioned basics at first, and then you can venture out and explore other options. Okay, Josh, we're going to go to the 8th race at Del Mar, and I'm going to give you a total, to the listeners, I'm going to give you a total oddball in this race.
Okay.
And that is going to come here in the form of the 4 Ghost of Navigator. I can hear people giggling on the other end right now with this horse, but I'm going to tell you why this horse is sneaky. And I think why he is going to outrun his 12-1 odds. You ready?
Ready.
All right. This horse is 0-8. This would normally be a horse that I would toss out. Now, you're looking at the field. Hopefully, everybody that's listening has got a racing form or something. Josh, when you look at this horse, you see a horse drawn on the inside, Southeast Asia. He's 0-15. Jens DeVille, 0-6. Ghost the Navigator, 0-8. Milty, 0-10. Out of Mischief, 0-5. Seize Courage, 0-8. Santiago's Home, made his debut last time, 0-1. And then Drawn Outside, Illy Billy Boy, 0-19. And drawn to his outside, the far outside, we have Win Wish, 0-11. Off the top of your head, my friend, what does that tell you?
Tells me anything can happen in this race.
There you go, my friend. These horses are a bunch of bums and derelicts. These are the horses that, if they were humans, you'd see them on the corner of 5th and Main with a out-of-work sign, wanting to beg for cash or beg for something. I'm not taking away anything as far as the ownership training goes. These are just horses that either have a lot of physicality problems or, folks, they just can't run. And this is what you find in a 20K maiden claimer here in California. Sadly enough, these horses are probably pretty much doing what they're going to do right now as far as their ability goes. But I'm going to tell you why I like Ghost the Navigator. Okay? This is a horse. Yeah, he is 0 going into today. He's 0-8. He was beaten in his last race. He ran, beat 1, 29.25 lengths. He gets claimed by AC Avila. Okay? AC Avila down here, Josh, goes by the nickname of the Witch Doctor. Okay? Which he knows, he laughs, because of all the crazy stuff that he has done. But why would you want to claim a horse that's 0-8 that's shown absolutely nothing in the afternoon? This horse is a very sneaky play, folks. And if you're heading out to the track today or want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend, make sure you have a couple of bucks on number 4 across the board on Ghost of Navigator. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about his performance in this race next week and see how we did. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about the play. This horse, very, very strange. Look for a possible upset with him. And as Forrest Gump would say, that's all I've got to say about that. And all right, my friend, we're at the end of our show here. The 30 minutes always goes by quick. And just want to let everybody know out there, that we're with you every Thursday morning from 7:30 a.m. until 8 Pacific time. And, Josh, it was a pleasure having you on board again this morning, and we'll be talking to you throughout the day.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. And, folks, that was Josh Hanna. And, of course, comes from a very strong racing background. He is our new NorCal correspondent, and we look for much bigger and better things from him in the future. And this is Eddie the Hat down at Del Mar. We thank you for tuning in. And until next week, we hope to see you in the cashier's line. And may all your future wagers be winning ones. Good luck, everybody.